Call from Philly Radio Campaign.
Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, Jasmine. I'm calling in reference to, I heard your advertisement on the radio, and I just wanted to get an idea as to where to go with this point. I did the Family First years ago. So how does that work for me? Because basically I did not apply for any kind of, you know, any kind of fees or anything like that. But basically what I did was basically the same thing that you're saying. You know, you're taking care of your family members and pretty much putting your life on hold and this, that, and the third. That's what my situation was. But however, it was a little while ago, and how does that work? Because basically now what my situation would have been is, well, what actually happened was that I took care of my parents. They both had, you know, good positions and things like that. They both retired from their employers. But I, you know, was worried about my parents. I wasn't worried about any compensation or anything like that. You know, that just did not faze me one bit, because basically that was not important at the time. And I'm looking at the big picture now, like, hey, wait a minute. Both of them had the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now how does that work for me? Do I go back and address the issue that, hey, I did take care of them instead of putting them in some sort of a convalescent type of a, you know, facility? I, like I said, at the time, I was not worried about money. I was worried about my family.
Right. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm not understanding. Are you looking for services, or are you looking to get compensated for something you already did in the past?
That's right. I'm just wondering, is that possible, or have you heard of anything in that nature?
No. Nope. Mm-hmm. The people have to be living, have to be alive on services and eligible for Medicaid.
I see. Okay, so if it's something in the past, and that's basically nothing.
No, you were supposed to apply for it while they were living.
Okay. All right, well, that answers that question. Thank you so very much for
your
time.
Do you need services?
You have a good day.
Do you need services?
No. I just was wondering when they, you know, said on the news, not on the news, but on the radio, what the circumstances were. I said, well, that was me, you know, because
it's a Medicaid-funded program that allows families to assist other family members, friends, close loved ones, to get paid to be their personal care assistant. So basically what you did for your mom and dad, you would have gotten compensated if they were on Medicaid, because it's a Medicaid-funded program. But they're not going back. They're only going forward. So if your parents were alive, then we put them through services, and yes, we could hire you to be their attendant.
Okay. Well, basically, that would be something that the courts would have to decide at the same rate, right? Because basically, I understand what you're saying as far as they have to be current to get the assistance or get the actual benefit. But that will be something that I would probably have to talk to my attorney about, because basically, if they had the benefits, which they did.
Yeah, but they're not going to, ma'am, if your parents.
They're not going to go back.
No. It's a service for those that are currently in need of right now. And you have to put them through it. You have to put them onto the service that approves it. So they have to do an in-home assessment. They had to prove that your parents were eligible for the program. Your parents are no longer here. So they're not going to go back to do it. You're wasting your time with that.
Okay. All right. Well,
just
thank
so you
very
know.
Much, and you have a good day.
Absolutely.
You
too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.